Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Friday, blessed Friday. Friday, Friday. I was telling Abby, this was weird. I woke up this morning and like my first thought was excitement for Abby.
Oh, yeah. I have some fun plans this weekend. I'm seeing some people up in the North Georgia mountains. So just getting together and having some cheese and having some wine and bopping around, looking at the foliage. It's going to be the perfect fall way to, or the perfect way to kick off fall. I'm really looking forward to it.
She's going to a cabin with a couple of girls. And for whatever reason, as soon as I woke up, I'm like, oh, it's Friday. Abby's going to have a great weekend at the cabin.
Well, I'm glad that everyone's excited for, I'm also excited for me. Going to be hanging out, keeping it low key, chilling in the hot tub by the fire, dancing to some music late at night. I mean, what's so weird is I'm very much like a type A person. Like when it comes to vacations and going out and doing stuff, like there needs to be a plan. Like if we're going with the flow, I need to know what time the flow starts. But with this, I was just kind of like, let's just go hang at a cabin. Let's just go do that.
Done and done.
Done and done.
Yeah, there's not too much to do up where you're going. So even if you put an itinerary together, it'd only be two lines.
Yeah. So it's go to Walmart, pick up some supplies.
Right. Ingles. Got to stop by Ingles on the way.
And go to the cabin.
Mo, what do you got this weekend, man?
Ironically, after this week, I would like to be done with sports. I just don't want anything to do with sports, but it's just a sports-filled weekend for me because Atlanta United game tomorrow versus Miami and then the Cowboys and the Falcons on Sunday. So, it's a sports-filled weekend.
Mercedes-Benz is just going to see the heck out of you.
Yeah, they are, and I'm not excited about it. I think the Falcons are going to do work to the Cowboys, but I'll be there to see it.
There's only so much one man can take because his beloved Yankees lost to the Dodgers this week, but here he is back in the game. Atlanta United and the Cowboys.
You're so strong, so brave.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it does feel like you get bruised, man, when your team loses like that. I'm telling you, it's so stupid. There's like a mourning period.
Right, and if we just lost, it would be like, all right, we made it to the World Series and lost. But they are saying this is the third greatest meltdown in the history of sports. Like, it's the way the Yankees lost that I'm over it.
I was on the phone with my son last night for about an hour. He goes to SCAD and he has never been into sports. You can't get him to sit down to watch a baseball game, football game, nothing. And I was on the phone with him for an hour and he talked about anime and the arts and movies. And I tried interjecting, you know, because from time to time you go back and forth and tell him what's going on in your life. And I brought up the World Series. He had no interest in that. There's just nothing. And I thought, this is so amazing, amazing for him that he'll never know the pain of loving a team his entire life and them letting you down and ripping your soul and your heart out and driving over it and then backing up over it.
Beep,
and,
beep.
Yeah.
His mood is not dictated by strangers.
I know.
Crazy.
This kid,
wow.
If you're not into sports or social media, you are winning. That is a happy life.
At life,
man.
At everything.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, if there's a Marvel movie coming out and it's not good, he'll still feel the same way. And it's morning for days, and I am not kidding. Kristen, what's going on in your weekend?
So Granny got into town yesterday. My mom flew in so she could go trick-or-treating with Jimmy last night and experience Halloween here with us.
How was it?
We had such a good time. Yesterday was insanely packed because, like, Halloween Day, for parents for young kids, I raise my fully leaded coffee to you today because I don't think the day after the Super Bowl anymore is the least productive day. It's the day after Halloween.
Yeah, you've been stressed, man. You knew it was going to be a tiring night.
Oh, man. So we go to his school and do his Halloween party, and then Bart goes and picks up Granny at the airport, and then Granny gets home. On my way home from work, I picked up that pumpkin because we don't have a jack-o'-lantern yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Granny carves the jack-o'-lantern, and then we get our food, and we go to the neighbor's house, and we have a pre-party at the neighbor's house, and then we go down to another neighbor's house so that we could do the costume parade for the kids, and then we do the trick-or-treating. And by the time we got back to the house, the parents were lit.
Oh, really?
Right? Let's just say we had bigger goblets of wine this year than last year. And we had our own little mini party in the front yard last night because we looked, I don't know, probably because it was a school night. The kids didn't come out as late as they normally do. So we jokingly on ourselves, like, and we're like, it's only 7:30. Let's have another one.
Right.
And now I'm dragging ass today.
So I was the guy that was just really eager to have trick-or-treaters come by his house. I have a house that's right here by the radio station. It's like a really cool family neighborhood, right? But there's a whole bunch of sub-streets, so I didn't know what Halloween was going to look like. So I was excited to have the little guys come around, knock on the door. I specifically didn't put the candy outside because I wanted them to knock so I could bring it to them and check out the costumes. And I was all by myself last night. Three knocks on the door. That was it.
Yeah,
man.
Our neighborhood was packed early. And Bart was a trooper because Jimmy was a firefighter. I was the Dalmatian and he was the fire hydrant.
Oh, cute.
So it actually didn't even take any liquor for me to like get down on all fours and pretend like I was peeing on him. So there are several photos like that have made its way to social media already. But and then Granny's here all weekend. So we're just going to... We're the mystery reader at Jimmy's class today, and then we're going to just slew moo, fern bank, go do a pumpkin patch. We're doing like all the things.
I do have one grumpy old man pet peeve when it comes to Halloween now. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
So because there weren't a lot of kids on my street, I decided to take Franny for a walk last night around the block, you know, just to see what was going on there. And that was a freaky night for her because she is not used to having people around because she came from a farm in Iowa. So as we're walking around the neighborhood, she is so freaked out by all of the costumes, man. But that's not it. Have you guys noticed that parents are dropping their kids off? They're trick-or-treating with kids in the car, and they drop the kids off like every two homes now?
No, we did not have that in our neighborhood.
It's not the first time I have seen this, but the kids go to the door, right? They get in the car, and then they drive two houses, drop the kids off to go trick-or-treating from the car.
Yeah, I've never seen
You've
that.
You've never seen that?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I've been seeing it more and more recently, but in this neighborhood, way more. And it's not like a richy rich neighborhood or anything like that. Way more, and I'm like... That's the problem with America.
That's
where it starts.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I cannot stay quiet about this a day longer. I watched the Love is Blind reunion last night.
Is this from this season?
From this season, okay. From season 7. Ooh, I was invested in this because for me, I love a love reality dating show. For years, I was a Bachelor stan. That was my go-to. It was like crack every Monday night. And I just feel like in the last couple of years, it's just been kind of dwindling. So Love is Blind has sort of filled that void for me. So anytime there's a little bit of drama, I'm sucking it up like a vampire,
which
doesn't really make sense anymore. No, it's not Halloween. But anyway, so the Love is Blind reunion was last night. And if you haven't seen the season, I'm going to try and be vague, but actually not vague at all because I want to talk about it.
I lost interest at about the second episode this
really?
Year. So bring me back.
Okay, so let's talk about this couple named Nick and Hannah. So Nick and Hannah got together. Nick is, he's a former NFL kicker, so he's a pretty athletic guy, good-looking dude. And then Hannah's a Southern belle, blonde hair, very direct, very bold with the way that she speaks. And one of the main problems that they had in their relationship was that she the way that she would speak to Nick was just honestly degrading. Like, if a man was talking to a woman that way, we would be on his case, like, white on rice.
I don't know them by names. I just know them by their storylines. Was Hannah the one that was nervous because she's not super skinny and she was saying that she goes out with guys and immediately they get kind of turned off by her weight?
I can't remember if she said that specifically, but
it
sounds like something that she would say. I do remember her talking about her insecurities. But I mean, she was a force to be reckoned with on the show. I mean, she was spicy in some of the ways that she would communicate with Nick, and she would basically just call him a man child, say that he wasn't a man until he met her. She turned him from a boy into a man, and they've known each other for like 2 weeks. So really, like, a lot of people on social media have been on Nick's side because we've seen how she's treated him, and we're like, we got to defend this guy because this is just not okay. So the reunion comes around, and she finally apologizes. She said, you know, I was really cruel with the way I spoke to you. And that lasted about 5 seconds, because then Nick decides to start defending her and say, you know, she's getting a lot of hate on social media. Everyone, let's pipe down. And then she immediately decides to bring up the fact that he was liking some comments that were negative about her on social media.
And I just want to say one thing. Hannah's fantastic. She's been getting way too much hate online for just being the type of person she is and being, you know, super transparent. Like, we need more of that, right? And she's received way too much hate.
Why are you liking the hate comments then that people are leaving on your page?
Like what?
Like, well, people, like, of course I'm creeping on you right now. I'm like looking, and like, people say things, and it's not bad, but it's just like, people say mean things. No, and you like.
Yeah. So, you
know, she couldn't give him 2 seconds to just be a nice person and to settle things out. She had to bring out the fire again and start this little bicker battle.
Well, it's a legitimate question. I mean, there is like being all fake on TV, if this is all true, right? Saying, hey, leave her alone. But he's liking the nasty comments.
Well, who knows like what they said? Like, maybe they were something nice towards him. And then there's a couple, maybe it says something flippant about like, Hannah was such a BDU. You know what I mean? Like, we don't really know what these comments say. And the only thing we've ever seen from Nick on camera is the fact that he's just been an absolute sweetheart to her. So even though it sounds like a valid criticism, it's kind of like, this guy has been nothing but nice to you and has only wanted to show like love to you. And you just want to find any opportunity to nitpick him.
Yeah. If you're going to say that, you've been liking mean tweets about me, you got to bring receipts.
Right.
Like, she didn't.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and the final thing that people have been debating about is this one couple that's come out very, very happy, Garrett and Taylor, and they were talking about how she wanted to move to San Diego. That was a big point of contention in their relationship. She's like, it's really important for me to raise a family in San Diego, where I'm from. And he's like, perfect, like, we'll definitely work it out.
Where's he from?
He's from D.C.
Okay.
So he lives...
That's an easy trade.
Yeah.
Should be no problem for him. Yeah.
So he has lived in Fredericksburg, which is right outside of D.C., around the same area of his family. And I guess within the last year of filming being done, they tried to do San Diego, and he says that he just can't do it.
Right now we're living in Fredericksburg, and that's where we've been for the past year. And now we're looking at, ironically enough, we're looking at moving to D.C. So because, we spent a lot of time in San Diego and a lot of time abroad. And Taylor and I went through some moments where it was, as you saw on the show, it's very difficult for me to be away from my family and friends and to process that. And, you know, I wanted to give that to Taylor so bad. And so we tried it. We spent a lot of time away, but it was very difficult for me to go through that. And I ended up sharing that with Taylor. It was difficult. And so, you know, her being incredibly understanding and patient wife that she is, she, you know, we talked about it. And she...
So people feel like that's really unfair. Like, okay, so your family is more important than hers because her family's all the way out in San Diego, and people are feeling like he's being a little bit of a man child, despite the fact that they seem to be really happy together.
I don't know. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't meet halfway on that one.
I mean, you
unless
can,
you move to Nebraska.
You're
going to
be Kansas.
They were talking about how they need to find a neutral location, but then the neutral location they found was D.C., so not really fair to her side of the family.
Yeah, that doesn't sound so neutral when Fredericksburg is like 45 minutes outside of D.C.
So really, Garrett won this one. All right, you can now listen to one of the most iconic Christmas songs of all time in Spanish, thanks to AI. But does it sound good? We're going to play you the audio on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
So Kristen had a challenge for us, our prank challenge that had to be concluded by the end of Halloween.
It was our Halloween prank wars.
From where I'm standing right now, everybody achieved it. Is that correct? No?
Nope.
No.
I didn't.
Okay, let's go through these. Kristen, you want to take us through these?
Yes. So I think the first one that was done, and it was done beautifully, was Abby drew my name in the Halloween prank war. And she did it in epic fashion on air.
So we all created Feet Finder accounts. And then I went to Kristen's profile. And Kristen has a plethora of feet photos. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to know how much I made off Kristen's feet pictures?
Yeah.
Do you want to guess?
$240.
I was literally thinking 250. I'm going 250.
It's way higher.
You're lying.
No, you can buy a new pair of Louboutins.
$800?
More.
No. Abby, you're so full of it.
More.
Are we at $3,000?
$3,200.
What?
You're lying.
Yes.
Okay, so you're emailing me the photo that got the most hits?
Yes.
Oh, my. You just got pranked, bitch.
Well played.
Thank you. I'm
very
so,
well played. Had us all.
Yeah. I am so glad that worked out. I was sitting here. I was like, this is either going to be the dumb, they're going to laugh in my face, or it is going to be epic. So I'm so glad it is the latter.
It is epic. Nothing's too dumb for this show. Don't ever think that.
And you sold it so well.
I'm not a good liar.
Yes, like, you are.
Well, yes. I beg to differ.
You're lying about that.
Yeah, probably. All right. Then the next one happened yesterday during the show. Somebody was a little last minute, but he attempted to get in his prank. Bert had Mo in the Halloween prank wars.
What am I doing?
It's Halloween hot takes. No?
This was my prank on you.
Just getting me to start the break and I know what I'm doing?
Yes.
That's so messed up.
I picked you in the prank challenge. And today was the last day. I didn't have anything.
Yeah, just something in.
That's the only thing I could think
at the buzzer?
It's like you had no idea what was coming, so I just pointed to you. You had nothing.
what am I doing?
So mean. We were all just like... Hmm. He must have read the schedule.
Right? I looked again.
Nope, it was last minute prank.
Got it.
All right, I'm off the board.
Yep. Bing, 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 bing.
So just a little behind the scenes. Sometimes off the air, right before we go on, I'll say to Kristen, like, hey, this is your break about blank. Or I'll say, this is your, to Abby, this is your break about blank. And Mo wasn't on the schedule. So when the mics went on, I just pointed to him to start talking about a personal story that he didn't have ready to go.
I was so mad at myself, too, because full transparency, I knew you had me. I waited for it the entire time. I kept waiting for the moment when I'm like, I know Bird is going to prank me. And it came And I still didn't. I wasn't prepared. I didn't see it happening. I'm so mad I missed that.
All right. And then, because again, yesterday was the last day to get the prank in. So throughout the show, you might have noticed I was absent a lot because we did our blind Halloween candy taste test. So that was taking up a lot of my time. But also in the midst of that, I was back there in the phone screening room. And I got to give a shout out, little hat tip to Messy Mikey. He went and got me some roller banner. And then I wrote on a piece of roller banner, honk, and flip me off. And then he and I ran downstairs after the show. You might have seen me walk out saying I had to use the bathroom. I was not using the bathroom. I was downstairs in the parking lot adhering this sign to the front of Burt's Bronco that says, honk, and flip me off.
Bam, 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 bam.
I was so proud of myself.
And the way I park every day, I park in a spot that is facing the other way, so I wouldn't see it.
It's right up against a railing. Right. So I had this, like, I was thinking everything out, and I'm like, you can't put it on the back, you can't put it on the side, because he walks towards the passenger side and then walks around and gets in on. But I'm like, but the front is wide open for taking. So I squeezed in between that railing and the front of your car. I went and got zip ties yesterday so I could zip tie this thing to to the front. I was a little worried about overheating, but we left some space to make sure that wasn't going to happen. And then it's one of those that you're not going to be able to see the results, and you're just going to have to sit back and let it take its course. And I'm like, and Mikey's like, you sure he's not going to see this? And I'm like, I've known the man for 13 years. He's not going to see this.
And you said what the sign was?
Yeah. The sign on the front said honk and flip me off.
So I didn't notice it until, in fact, I didn't even notice it when I got home. The garage came up and Amanda went outside to like do something, and she saw the front of my car and she's like, have you seen what's on the front of your car? I had no idea. So I left the radio station yesterday, had a couple of errands to run, including voting. So I didn't hear any of the honks. No? And I didn't see anybody flipping me off. So it's possible that they did, but yeah. I didn't associate it with my car. But you got me.
But you got.
But I got done.
Bang, 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 bang.
All right, Mo.
Huh?
You had Abby.
Yeah, I did. And so, okay. Uh-huh. This is an elaborate thing. Y'all got to know this about me. I overthink everything, and I lose my excitement about things very quickly. Okay, so I didn't know how to get Abby. And I went to Katie and I went to Jackson for some help. I was like, I don't know how to prank Abby. I need your help. And I couldn't think of anything solid. I just couldn't find it. So I had this elaborate plan because my parents were in town and I was talking to my dad. And my dad goes to a lot of concerts with Sierra all the time. And normally when he does, he can sometimes bring a plus one. And if you go with him, then you can go backstage, meet everybody, kick it with the artists and all of these things. So I found out that Russell Wilson, who, if you don't know, my dad is head of security for Russell Wilson and Sierra wanted to go see Taylor Swift. So I came up with this thing of, if I can convince my dad to say that he will take Abby to the Taylor Swift concert to Canada in November, then that was going to be my prank.
That would have been mean.
But I was overthinking it because I was like, it's so mean that I think this is actually too much.
I think you might have been right.
I
don't know,
I thought
man.
It was so mean.
She's such a big Taylor Swift fan.
She's
to
in
have
the
that.
Room. Can I be honest? I saw it on the schedule, and I immediately thought, that's a prank.
Really?
So that's what happened was I went to Katie, and I was like, I think one is too mean, and two, I don't think she'll fall for it. I think it's almost too good.
Yeah.
So
it's too good to be true.
That's what I was
thinking.
So then Katie was like, nah, I think you could do it. Just try it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try it, and I'm going to try to do it in pieces. I'm going to try to do it like, all right, I'm going to try to set it up first with my dad. I don't know if it's going to happen. And then the prank was going to be having my dad say, nah, I was able to do it. I was able to pull it off. But when I put it on the schedule, as the tease it was, which I thought was such a great tease, and I saw it on the schedule, I was like, if we do it, we do it. But if somehow it doesn't make it on the schedule or we don't talk about it, to me, that was the universe's way of saying the prank was too mean, let it go. So I was like, I guess I'm supporting BBA. I'm letting it go. Since it didn't get out, I'm not doing it.
It did. It got pushed. We pushed it.
Oh, it did? What was it on the schedule as?
I might have a way to give Abby the greatest Christmas gift of all time, and she will owe me for the rest of her life.
Ah, how the hell did I push that off the schedule?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, it must not be meant to be.
But then the real prank was I saw it on the schedule for today, and I was like,
maybe I'm meeting Taylor Swift.
So the deal was that now you owe First Big Adventure $100 because you didn't pull off your prank.
Exactly that.
Okay, money well spent.
Yes, sir.
The Burt Show.
Reminder, because it really does matter, especially this year when everything's so tight. Today's the last day for early voting. And be careful which precinct you go to. Don't make the same mistake I made, where one precinct might be open early to vote, but it's very different than the one on election day. Yeah. So I did that a couple of days ago, but today's the last day.
Today is the last day. And it is really easy if you go to your voter page to pull up where you have to go. I'm not shocked that happened to Bert.
I did a search and yeah, I went to the wrong app.
So just make sure you're looking at early voting precincts, not your day of voting precinct, and you'll be good to go. And I did it a couple days ago and no joke, I pulled in, I walked in, went right up to my voting booth and walked out. I was in and out in 5 minutes.
I think the same thing happened to you, right?
Yeah, same thing. I was on my daily walk that I take anyway. I went to Chastain and I just popped in. There was no line. Did my little thing on the screen. Don't know what that means. Submit. And yeah, I got my little voting sticker.
We're lucky that we get to go in the middle of the day. Most people are leaving work at 5 o'clock, got to deal with traffic. And then by the time you get there, the lines might be longer, but it was a pretty easy process. But today's the last day for early voting. So it counts this year. You can't use that as the excuse if you've been paying attention at all. It is so tight. So if you have your heart into a candidate, this is the year right here. So go vote. All right. If you have a best friend, isn't it the responsibility of the best friend, being labeled the best friend, to be 100% honest with you at all times?
Yes.
No.
No. Why you say no?
I think you have to be tactful when you're honest. I think especially with women, I think men can get away with being a little bit more brutally honest because they don't take things so personally. And I'm not saying that to like hate on women because I am sensitive. So I want my friend to be tactful about what she does choose to say and not say to me. But like, I think if you ask for honesty, you should always be 100% honest. Mm-hmm. But if she's saying, do I look good in this outfit? And I know we got 10 minutes until the Uber's coming down and she looks good enough. I'm saying she looks great. I am not arguing with her.
I think I probably have 4 or 5 people in my life that I would consider the inner circle of best friendship. Okay. And from those people, I know anything they say to me is coming from a loving place. It is not coming from a jealous place. It is not coming from a superficial place. So they could be brutally honest with me. In fact, I demand that from like my best friends, my closest friends. One particular friend I have has told me retrospectively how he has felt about situations. And I'm like, well, dude, you're in this circle. Because I need your input, man. You got more credibility with me than anybody else. So now that whole situation is over, is a bad time for your opinion.
should have hooked me up with that information, yeah. I don't know, 2 years ago?
Yes.
When I could have used it.
Right. And that is my friend Joel, who is a really, really great guy. Okay? You know where I'm going with this now?
Yeah.
So Joel and his wife Molly and Kristen and Bart and Amanda and I were in Kentucky over the weekend for Joel's birthday, right? And on Saturday morning, we all wake up. It was after Keeneland, so we're all feeling a little bit wonky from the day before. It was a long day.
Long day at the racetrack.
So we all decide to go to get breakfast together. So we sit down, and it's all six of us. And the girls get up, and did you guys end up like just going to some like random store right next to breakfast? Or maybe you weren't even there, right? No. It was just me and...
Yeah, Bart and I weren't there. You're misremembering. Yeah, Bart and I weren't there because we went and hung out with family that morning because it was my niece and nephew's birthday.
That's right. Yeah. So right next to this place that we were eating outside, Amanda and Molly, they went to some store that they were... I don't know if it was a clothing store. It doesn't even matter. But they get up and they take off and they go.
Where you guys had brunch, there's a bunch of cute like little boutiques and stuff in that area.
So Joel and I have had this talk before that, hey, if you're really feeling something away in my life, then dude, you've got the green light, man. I expect that from you. In fact, he's the friend I was referring to that was beating around the bush with me for a couple of years, right? So we sit down while the girls are gone, and this serious look comes over his face, and he goes, I need to talk to you about something that I know you're not going to be happy about. And I'm like, oh, God, this can't be about Amanda. He loves Amanda. But I was starting to think like, oh, my God, he's going to tell me you guys aren't right. It's really, really serious, right? And he says, Do not stucco your house.
Oh, okay. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Okay.
You might be guilty of this also.
I am.
So I like a real modern look on my house. The house that I'm in now was built in 1962, and it's got raised brick on it, and I just don't like the aesthetic of it. I don't knock anybody else. Well, you like what you like.
Yeah.
So because I'm driving up to it, I'm looking at it, it just feels so old to me, and I like stuff more modern. So I did a check on what it would look like to put stucco over the brick. And I got an estimate on it, and I green lit it. It is ready to go, right? Well, I could tell. See, Kristen is a different friend. I can tell when she's not happy. Oh, I can see it in the face.
I can't hide anything courtesy of my face because you brought it up in studio, and I said, that's a choice.
Do you guys know the difference? Like stucco is, how do you explain it even?
It's kind of like, all right, because obviously you know what brick looks like. So if you take stucco, it's like taking like plaster and mm-hmm. rubbing it all over the brick and making a smooth surface over top of it.
Got you.
Yeah.
So it has a more of a modern look than the. So he looked at me and he's like, you're about to make a terrible mistake and I can't let you do it unless I say something. And he felt so bad about it. I'm, dude, this is what. You're my best friend. This is what you're supposed to do.
This was hard for him to tell you this.
He said this was stressing him out so much.
What?
He would get up in mornings, and he was like, how do I tell Bert this? Molly said she was in the shower one day, and he burst in there, and he's like, I am so stressed out about Bert's stucco.
I can't believe he wouldn't just be able to tell you that.
But I'm so proud of him that he got the courage to tell you not to stucco your house.
And as soon as he did, I went online and I talked to the contractor. And I'm like, hold off on the project.
Yeah.
If Joel is that bold about it, it must about to be look real, real bad.
You risked your friendship.
Yeah. Over stucco. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com. and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Without saying what, I'm sorry I just soured the room.
Right, yeah. Like, you can't be saying stuff like that literally okay, 10 seconds before we go on the air.
I don't want to get into it, but maybe I should have saved that for the end of the show.
Yeah. So mad at you right now.
All right, there are many, many, many bad takes on the internet. Many every single day, but only one can be Kristen's bad take of the week.
You never have to look too far for stupid opinions on the internet. But Kristen brings you the worst of the worst. It's Kristen's bad take of the week.
I think I finally found a bad take that nobody can disagree with. I think 100% of people will agree that this is a bad take.
Oh, good. Possible. I've been meaning to talk to you about your haircut.
Oh, damn. She's back with a vengeance.
Heard that mic going for that one.
Well, now that you mention it.
We've been all meaning to talk to you about it.
No, gee, thanks.
It's a hair intervention.
Dude, it was so funny when I walked in this morning because Abby and Bert were both like, ooh, look at you, model, with your like full beat face and your makeup. And I'm like, y'all, this is from last night.
And Abby was shooketh. Like, yes. You slept in that?
Yes, I did. I was so tired. And my setting spray is amazing.
I was about to say, because like when I wake up, I look like Freddy Krueger. Like, I look terrifying, but you just look like you just walked out of Vogue.
Yeah, it literally, my setting spray, it's Urban Decay. It's amazing. 10 out of 10, recommend it. But yeah, I woke up like this.
Wow.
All right, so this bad take, right? Wow, that took a weird turn. All right, so this bad take came from Introverted as F. It's actually a repost from Renegade Barbie 7 from Facebook Reels. And we're going to have to play it twice so it can really sink in, because I had to listen to it twice to sink in. But what this dad did to his biological daughter is my bad take of the week.
When your kid's biological father sees her in a store and doesn't recognize her and tries to hit on her, y'all, how the f*** is this our life?
What? Wait, we need some backstory here.
All right, play it one more time.
When your kid's biological father sees her in a store and doesn't recognize her and tries to hit on her, y'all, how the f*** is this our life?
So there's mom and daughter. And daughter's like, you know, she's a young teenager. A young teenager. They're sitting in the car in a parking lot of this store. And according to mom, they went in and ran into her daughter's biological father. He's obviously a deadbeat dad. He's an absent father. He's not a part of her life. Mm. So he did not recognize that that was his daughter. My and Lord. He hit on his own biological daughter, having no idea that that was her.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That is mortifying.
Okay. So he's my bad take.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Nobody disagreeing with that one.
I dare you to.
Nobody.
Well.
If I'm hot enough.
I mean, if you think about it, he's complimenting her more than he's done in 18 years.
Right?
All right, Cassie, because this is your first day back in a couple of days, let's really, really, really work you here. You're a defense attorney, okay? You've been hired to defend this bad take. So, Lawyer Cassie, what is your take?
Your Honor, I respectfully submit my resignation. Let's see, what's the bad? So, well, obviously, the mother has done such a wonderful job raising the daughter that if I had been involved, seeing as I am a deadbeat, I would not have contributed to the child's life. Therefore, me hitting on the daughter showcases that I made the right choice not being a part of that that child's life. Look, I'm trying. I'm real tired.
I know. There is nothing. There is absolutely nothing.
Literally nothing. But I'm just like scrolling and that pops up and I watch it. And I'm like, I literally had to watch it 2-3 times for it to really sink in. Like, that is so gross.
I wish I could have heard the moment that she was like, dude, you're my father. Like, and just how he reacted to that. Because, awkward.
All right, since we're talking about morals and maybe lack of morals, a quick morality question from Mo.
I'm curious as to what you all would do in this situation. So, yeah, I know I play fantasy football, and it's a very passionate thing for me and my group of friends and family.
Y'all don't mess around.
We do not. There's a lot on the line. There's a lot of money on the line. There's a lot of pride on the line. And so...
How much cash?
Well, in the end, you can win anywhere from $2,500 to
$3,500.
Okay. The pot... increases as the season goes on. So every little thing turns the pot into more and more and more.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no wonder.
So with that in mind, right, this is your best friend. I'm talking about top tier best friend in the world who has always had your back, who will do anything for you, and you feel the same way about them. Now, let's say y'all in the game. Y'all have a game, a head-to-head game, the two of y'all against each other, and you realize that your best friend made a bit of a slip-up by not realizing that one of their players is not in the lineup.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, they need to bench somebody.
Right. And it's an easy fix, right? Uh-huh. You just tell them, yo, I want to beat you fair and square. You my dude. I want you to have the best chance in the world. So put your guy in and let me beat you like that. Or do you say that's his problem? That guy's nothing to do with me. You didn't put your players in. I'm trying to win by any means necessary. I don't care that you're my best friend. How would y'all react?
Abby, what do you do?
You know what they say, all's fair in love and fantasy football. So you two aren't best friends on the fantasy football field. You're coaches, and you wouldn't tell another coach to try and beat you fair and square. You would just simply beat them. So I don't think you got to say anything. It's $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it is fair and square. Like, by not saying anything, you're still playing fair and square because it is your job to manage that team, and it's your job to make sure the right players are in, the right players are out. So you see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on it. I'm not saying anything.
I'm with Abby. If this is a real football game and you see that the opposing team has 12 men on the field, you wouldn't go, yo, coach!
Mm-hmm.
Coach, you're about to get a flag! Nah, man.
That's how I felt, and I was shocked when this became a debate in the Fantasy Football League. It was like half and half because they were saying to me, why wouldn't you want to beat, like, if it's your guy, if it's not somebody that you are right with, but it's your best friend, why wouldn't you want them to have the same chance that you have? Like, you root for them.
No, we do have the same chance. Mm-hmm.
You could check your team like I could check mine.
Exactly.
Yes. It's a grown-ass man.
Yes, right?
You have, everything's going in square. Yeah. Everybody has the same chance. It's not my fault you're a big old dummy.
That's how I saw it.
Guess for you.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
When it comes to certain holidays, I feel like there's always a celebrity attached to it. Like it used to be 4th of July, Diddy's White Party. When Christmas comes around, Mariah Carey defrosts and she makes another $20 million in 4 weeks. And for Halloween, that celebrity is none other than Heidi Klum. And every year, people get so excited about what Heidi Klum is going to wear because she doesn't just throw on a Party City outfit or even do the celeb thing where they hire a makeup artist and maybe they have a couple of prosthetics. She goes out to the point where she is unrecognizable. You could see a photo of her in costume. That could be anybody. It could be Taylor Swift. It could be Travis Kelce because there's so much going on.
Dude, she was a worm last year. Like a worm. Last year or the year before last. Because you know how girls always like it. If I got turned into a worm, would you still love me?
And the only answer to that question is yes.
That's the only one.
Hell no. Well, hell no.
you're a worm.
Absolutely not.
You're on your own.
Yes. I'm going fishing with you and saying a bye-bye.
So Heidi Klum's costume this year was incredible. She partnered up with her husband, Tom, and they transformed into E.T. They were both standing there completely, like, it's insane. I mean, this is even better than what you're going to see at Universal. They're standing there completely transformed. And what's so wild is if you look at the neck of the costume, you can see their faces have been covered by the prosthetics. So she's not wearing like an E.T. helmet. She's wearing like an E.T. hat, if you will, to where they're looking out through the prosthetics of the neck.
That is incredible.
It's literally insane. And there have been some really cool costumes out there, too. I mean, I saw that Janelle Monáe also did E.T.
She does huge. Yeah, she goes big, too. Mm-hmm.
There's been this debate online, too, because Kylie Jenner's costume, if you will, was like a Demi Moore striptease poster. Mm-hmm. And it's just her just naked. And you got to argue, like, is it even really a costume if you're not wearing anything? But
look at the questions we got to ask today.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a great homage, but is it a costume? So, I mean, entertainment for Hollywood is just a completely different level. I mean, me trying to turn myself into Sabrina Carpenter is just me, like, curling my bangs for an hour. Heidi Klum was in the makeup chair for, like, 36 hours.
Seriously, right?
Very
That's
impressive.
It's so crazy.
Okay, I feel like everyone has, like, their favorite Christmas song. Like, when it hits... like November 27th or whatever the day after Thanksgiving is, that is the day for me that I start turning on Christmas music. And the first one I like to hear every year is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. That is my quintessential Christmas song. And now you can actually listen to it in Spanish, all thanks to AI. Brenda Lee even gave the approval for this to completely transform the song from English to Spanish via AI. Here's the original. And in case you need to be shocked today, she was 13 years old when she recorded that song.
Is that right?
I always thought it was like a grandma.
I did too.
Yeah, 13 years old. And here it is in Spanish.
Vamos a cenar.
you need us.
Hey. It's good, right?
Las canciones que la vida tan bonita
This is what AI needs to be used.
That's
yes.
great.
Yeah,
not
great.
Government takeover, not whatever weird plagiarism thing is happening at your kid's school. I want to hear all of my favorite songs in different languages so everyone can enjoy them the way that I enjoy them.
Because it is November 1st and we can talk about this now and Mariah Carey has officially defrosted. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Probably This Christmas.
This Christmas?
What? Yeah, I don't know This Christmas.
By Wham? No, that's Last Christmas.
Yeah. Chris Brown sung the most recent version.
This Christmas, the fire's out.
Yeah, but don't play it until after Thanksgiving. That's what I think. I think this is still fall, and we can't break into the winter songs until after we break out the turkey.
Oh, you're not my real mom.
Oh, no, I don't want. No, Mariah Carey has defrosted. We can listen to Christmas music now.
Mariah Carey is not Santa Claus. She doesn't make the rules, Kristen.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Hava Nagila Hava.
I knew that you were going to do that.
What?
Yours?
He went Jewish on us.
Oh.
Mine is I'll Be Home for Christmas.
That is good.
The old school one. I mean, Michael Bublé did a lovely rendition, but I'm all about the Bing Crosby.
Mm. Cassie?
Kiss Me at Midnight by NSYNC. I know. I'm sorry. Really? I listened to it. It's such a good song. Kiss Me at Midnight. It's so good.
I've literally never heard that song in my life.
I guess technically it's a New Year's song, but still. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Kiss Me at Midnight. It's a great song. NSYNC fans who know that song from their Christmas album will agree with me. It is the best one, and it is one of the best Christmas songs.
Just for the record, I don't know.
That's because you're not in sync with what's cool.
No.
All right, Jennifer Lopez stopped signing autographs for fans at a recent screening of her new movie, all because of one question she was asked. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.